This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly. This is your brother Umar Sulaiman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a lot of people that tried to kill him, a lot of enemies, many Bedouins that would attempt assassination on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there was one man in particular who was very powerful, who was out to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the chief of the Banu Hanifa tribe. The Banu Hanifa tribe from Al-Yamama gave the Prophet ﷺ the rudest response out of any other tribe that the Prophet ﷺ approached with Islam. And their hatred towards Banu Hashim and their tribalistic nature would even obviously cause them to follow the greatest liar of all time, Musaylimah al-Kadhab, the false prophet, who came from that tribe as well. And the only reason why people believed in him was because he was from a different tribe than the tribe of Banu Hashim. And so they would say about Musaylimah al-Kadhab, Kadhab Banu Hanifa, that the liar of Banu Hanifa is better than the Sadiq, better than the truthful person of Quraysh. That was their level of hatred. So Thumama ibn Athal was one of those men who came from that tribe. He was the chief of that tribe, who hated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who ambushed a group of Sahaba one time and killed them and murdered them, and was someone who was out to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Thumama one day came from the area of Al-Yamama, and he was on his way to Mecca. And as he was with his group of people, as they were traveling through the outskirts of Medina, Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu and some of the companions were able to successfully capture Thumama and capture those that were with him. So they brought Thumama ibn Athal, who already again was guilty of murder and who was trying to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They brought him to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something very interesting. He said, "Tie Thumama to one of the pillars of the masjid and just leave him there." So they tied Thumama to one of the pillars of the masjid, and the Prophet ﷺ came to Thumama, and he said, "Ma laka ya Thumama," or in one narration, "Ma da'indaka ya Thumama." You know, what do you have to say for yourself, O Thumama? You know, what's with you, O Thumama? What's your deal? So Thumama, he responded with arrogance, because he's a king, he's a chief. He said, "Ya Muhammad, in taqtul, taqtul dha daman." He's even threatening the Prophet ﷺ as he's tied to the pillar. He says, "If you kill me, then blood will already have been spilled." Meaning what? If you kill me, then my men will come and they will kill you, or they will kill your people. وَإِن تَعْفُوا تَعْفُوا عَنْ شَاكِرٍ. And if you pardon, then you will pardon a grateful man. وَإِن تَسْأَلْ مَالَ. If you're going to ask for any money, إِن تَسْأَلْ مَالَ. If you're going to ask for any type of wealth, then تُعْطَى. You will be given it. Meaning what? If you let me go, I can take care of you. If you kill me, then people will kill you, or they will kill the Muslims. So the Prophet ﷺ left Thumama. Thumama was fed, he was taken care of, and Thumama sat there and he watched the Muslims come five times a day and pray salah. And the next day the Prophet ﷺ comes and he asks Thumama the same question. He says, "Ma laka ya Thumama? Mada indak? What do you have to say for yourself, O Thumama?" He says to him the same answer, "In taqtul, taqtul dha daman." If you kill, blood will already have been spilled. And if you pardon, then you will pardon a grateful man. And if you ask for money, then you will be given it. The Prophet ﷺ left him again, second time. He's there for a second day in the masjid, observing the Muslims praying, observing the Prophet ﷺ with his companions, being fed and taken care of, no one spitting at him, no one cursing him. Then a third day comes, and the Prophet ﷺ says, "Ma laka ya Thumama? What do you have to say for yourself, O Thumama?" And Thumama gives him the same answer. And then the Prophet ﷺ does something interesting. Now here's the thing, if you were in the situation of the Prophet ﷺ, you know, this is a man that you want to make an example out of. This is a man that if you kill him, then you're sending a message to the entire world to not mess with the Muslims. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just to kind of put you in the mindset of the Sahaba as they were seeing this all. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, the poor companions were even talking amongst themselves. And they were saying to themselves, you know, what do we have to do with the blood of this man? We should let him go on, you know, with a really heavy ransom, because he's so rich that he could make all of us rich as well. Meaning this man alone had so much money that he could improve the situation of any one of the poor companions of the Prophet ﷺ. So the opinion of the poor companions was, you know what, let him go with a heavy ransom, and that way you'll take care of many of the companions. Some of the stronger companions and those companions that had been engaged in battle, they said, you know what, kill him and make an example out of him. The Prophet ﷺ does none of that. The Prophet ﷺ says, أطلقوا ثمامة. Let ثمامة go. ثمامة is shocked, and the Muslims are shocked. The Prophet ﷺ did not kill him, he didn't hurt him, he didn't curse at him, he didn't take any money from him, he just said, go away. So ثمامة was let go, he was untied from the pillar of the masjid, and he went out to the boundaries of Medina, where the outskirts of Medina were, and he made ghusl, so he took a bath. Then he came back to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah." I bear witness that there is only one God and that you are the messenger of Allah. And he said, "I didn't want to say this while I was forced. I didn't want people to say that I only said it to get myself out of that situation." But subhanAllah, being in that situation and seeing the Muslims for all of that time, just think about this, you know, people who are turned off from the masjid because of how we act in the masjid and things of that sort. In the time, you know, if someone was to sit in the masjid for 3 days and observe the Muslims in their natural habitat, if you will, right? How would they feel about Islam just by watching the Muslims in the masjid? How do Muslims feel about Islam by watching other Muslims in the masjid, right? But in the case of Thumama, he was observing the best generation of people. And it was enough da'wah to him to want to become Muslim. So just by seeing the Prophet ﷺ and the companions and the way that they came to the prayer and the way that they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way that they cooperated with one another, that was enough for Thumama to say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." Now here's the thing, the story doesn't stop there. Thumama was on his way to Mecca to make Umrah in the polytheistic way. Okay, so he was going to make Umrah in the way that the people were used to making Umrah in Jahili times, which was to worship the idols and so on and so forth. So now he tells the Prophet ﷺ, he says, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah," he says, "you were the most hated face in the world to me before this." And he said, "now you are the most beloved person in the world to me." And he says to the Prophet ﷺ, "Kuntu dhahibun ila al-umrah," I was on my way to Umrah. He says, "fahal ta'dhanni an a'tamar," do you give me permission to go and make Umrah? SubhanAllah, look, this person who used to be so arrogant, now he's telling the Prophet ﷺ, "do I have your permission to make Umrah?" And the Prophet ﷺ told him, "of course," and the Prophet ﷺ taught him the talbiyah, "labbayk Allahumma labbayk, labbayk la sharika laka labbayk, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak." The beautiful words of tawheed, of monotheism that we say when we go for Umrah or Hajj. So the Prophet ﷺ taught him those words, and the Prophet ﷺ taught him the proper way to make Umrah. And so Thumama is officially the first man to ever make Umrah from the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. So Thumama enters into Mecca, and what is he saying? He's saying, "Labbayk Allahumma labbayk." He's chanting out the talbiyah of Tawheed, the talbiyah of monotheism out loud. And so the people naturally just, they jump him. Now keep in mind, by the way, this is post-Hijrah. The Muslims are settled in Medina. So this isn't the early days of Islam. But at the same time, you know, the Muslims were not around Mecca anymore. They'd already migrated to Medina. And no one would dare to come and do Umrah and Talbiyah out loud. So as soon as Thumama comes and he starts to chant out, "Labbayk Allahumma labbayk," people start to jump on him. People start to fight him. Abu Sufyan runs out. And Abu Sufyan, who's a chief of Quraysh and he knows who Thumama is, Abu Sufyan says, "Utruku hadha malik al-Yamama," leave him alone. This is the king of Yamama. What are you doing? Right? You don't want to hurt this man. We'll be in trouble. But subhanAllah, after they heard Abu Sufyan say that, they left Thumama. Thumama says to Quraysh, he says, "I swear by Allah that I am not going to let any supplies from the rest of the Arab world come to you." He's a man of power. So he places Quraysh under boycott, under economic boycott. And subhanAllah, look what happens now. Quraysh now talks to they send a letter to the Prophet ﷺ, begging the Prophet ﷺ to talk to Thumama so that Thumama will lift the boycott that he's placed on the people of Mecca. Now keep in mind, these are the same people that placed the Prophet ﷺ and his family under boycott, right? And in those circumstances, the Prophet ﷺ lost his wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, he lost Abu Talib. He lost so many people in the process of that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he struggled, alayhi salatu wa sallam, as did his entire family. But these same people now are talking to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending letters to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and saying, please, talk to Thumama to lift that boycott. And they even said, you know, it's against the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, because at that time, it was already, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah had already taken place, whatever you can do. And so Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reached out to Thumama, and he asked Thumama to lift that boycott. And so the people of Mecca would receive their supplies once again. Now there are many lessons we can take from this, obviously in regards to the masjid, but also, subhanAllah, look how this one man falling in love with Islam, a man of power falling in love with the masjid and falling in love with the Prophet ﷺ, with Islam, brought to the Muslims economic power, political power, right? All kinds of clout. He understood what he had and he understood what he was worth. And because he'd seen the beauty of Islam, he was willing to do anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the message that he brought alayhi salatu wasalam. Think about that. You know, that the Muslims had that level of power, that the Muslims had that level of izzah, that level of dignity, that level of honor, and it all goes back to the kindness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the vision of the Prophet ﷺ and the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ, and recognizing that perhaps if this person sees the beauty of Islam, then this person will also become a Muslim. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اِدْفَعْ بِاللَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That, you know, respond to that which is evil with that which is better. And so you would find that the one that was once your enemy would become your close, protective friend. And this is exactly what happened in the case of Thumama ibn Athal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Thumama actually would be, we said that he came from the tribe of Banu Hanifa. He would be one of the people that fought alongside Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu against Musaydim al-Kadhab and against the Banu Hanifa. He was successful in calling some members of his tribe to Islam. But overall, this was a man that brought much power to the Muslims. And it shows us again the power of the masjid, the power of Islam, the power of kindness, and the power of prophetic mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His family, His companions, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us with them in the highest level of Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.